B2B communities exist, and they exist in scale. And you can go out there and you can see where buyers and suppliers are connected on the tune of 100,000, 1 million, 1.5 million are already connected. And they're connected using traditional B2B software solutions, things like e-invoicing solutions. There's a number of companies out there that are e-invoicing or purchase-to-pay or order-to-cash software suppliers who have built up buyer-supplier networks to the tune of 1 million people, 1 million businesses. These millions of businesses that are connected handle on the order of magnitude 100 million invoices or more a year to the tune of hundreds of billions of invoice volume a year. So these companies are already connected. They're already doing the beginning of a purchase cycle. An invoice is a simple example where a buyer may go and look at different suppliers. They may be able to source. They may be able to configure. They may be able to place an order. They may get that order shipped. All of this exists, and the supplier can send an electronic invoice to the buyer. That buyer can receive the electronic invoice. They can route it for approval. They can inspect it. And the very last thing they can do is approve the invoice. They can't pay the invoice. And it's very, very important because, you know, on first blush, you look and every one of these software companies have payment capabilities, but they can't settle and reconcile a payment. So what we're seeing is the natural extension, the next step for these software companies is to very simply add the capability, pay the invoice. If the invoice is approved, why can't we pay the invoice? And paying the invoice becomes the starting point for companies like TraxPay. We can work with the accelerators, the companies that already have these networks connected. They're already used to setting up and conducting business together. And we now can extend it all the way out to concluding the business by paying and reconciling the payment.